This is Out Loud and Proud, a mini show and podcast made possible in part by a grant from the Alliance Foundation. Here's Rick Small.
This is Rick Small with KXCI, Out Loud and Proud. And I'm here talking with Jamie Lee at the University of Arizona Queer Archives about the
Community Box Project.
So tell me something about that, Jamie, please. What's the Community Box Project? How did it start? And what is the process for creating your own box?
All right. So we started something through the Arizona Queer Archives called the Community Box Project, which means we've been conducting workshops, for example, at PFLAG Tucson. And I walked through what it is an archivist does when we look at a collection. And so I tried to inspire community members to think about how would they create their own collection? What would they put in a box that is marked for themselves that then they would give to the archive? And so we have stickers that, and we hand out boxes that they just, you know, put the sticker on, they go home, they start to collect over time the things that they think represent who they are as a person, and not just LGBTQ person, but thinking about, you know, as a parent, as a daughter, as a son, or whatever, you know, you start to think about the many hats we wear in our lives, and, you know, what would we put in our box? That's a big question I ask everyone. So we continue to make that. So if anybody's listening and they're interested in creating their own box for the Arizona Queer Archives, they can email us at azqueerarchives@email.arizona.edu. Thanks.
That's great. So it's kind of qualifies and quantifies a life over a period of time.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think people sometimes think, like, I'm not worthy to be in the archive. What did I do that's special? And just living every day is nice to see what we collect, what the coffee stain on an envelope of a love letter we received from someone 20 years ago. Like, all of these things hold memories and moments, and that is really important for the archive. And thinking about, you know, researchers who come in and move through our boxes and think that everything tells a story. So what is the story of your life? What are the items that will tell the story?
So if someone were to create their own box, would that box then be just put away on a shelf and found to be dust covered 20 years from now? Or is there a display potential? Is it put into digital file and presented on your website? How does someone see someone else's box?
Well, right now it would remain physical in the collection until we have interns or we get funding for actually hiring an archivist to maybe pick out a few of the items to digitize. And we also have interns who will be working on online exhibits. And we do offer ways that our collections, with permission of the donor, may circulate. Like, for example, we have a Made for Flight kite collection, which is on display at the Pima County Public Libraries right now. The eyeglass collection I had mentioned some time ago, with 30 pairs of eyeglasses from one person, that will do an exhibit with the UA Museum to just maybe not just be on a shelf there to be looked at, but humans could wear it and stand as part of a living exhibit, just to kind of show what is it that we hold on to and that represent us.
And does the person who's participating in the box project have to identify with the LGBTQ community?
I feel like they don't have to identify, because we're an archive called Arizona Queer Archives. It could just be thinking about it's the use of queer in it, and maybe they're not even from Arizona, but they might say, like, hey, we've got this collection, you know, I had a girlfriend once, I would love my stuff to be there. Or, you know, just thinking, how do we identify? That's the part where we can't necessarily judge those who may identify in this way. So I think it's pretty open.
Great. Well, thank you so much for sharing the project with us at KXCI's Out Loud and Proud.
For more on Out Loud and Proud and full podcasts, visit kxci.org.